T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Afternoons on The Score.
Happy Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us. Mac and Parkins on The Score. What up, Mac?
I'm reading the texts that have arrived over the last 30 minutes, and I'm not surprised by this. There are some Bears fans who feel slighted by the Browns getting Kareem Hunt. I'm surprised by it as well. You can't miss what you never had, right? But the Bears clearly need help with the running back position, and they do have the benefit of Jordan Howard for another year on a very cheap contract. I was hoping they would have signed Kareem Hunt. They would have been a better football team reporting to training camp in July with him a part of it.
They absolutely would have been. I feel the same way now that I did when we talked about it when George McCaskey was here. I did not expect Kareem Hunt to be signed before we got more information. So I feel like there's something that that Cleveland must know, and then I assume the Bears also know it, that the public doesn't, in terms of what is the result of any investigation into Kareem Hunt? Are there more any more incidents that we don't know about? Is there a suspension coming? What has he been doing since? I'm just surprised that this signing happened before any sort of statement from the league office as to what his standing is in terms of, is he eligible to play? Can he report to training camp? Can he play week one? Is he facing a suspension? Is there an investigation ongoing or is it over? I'm just surprised that the signing happened before those questions were answered.
From a football perspective, Cleveland is well stocked at that position, so it has the luxury of being able to survive for a little while without him immediately reporting. So if the suspension is 4 games, 6 games, 8 games, I think between Chubb and the Duke, they'll be just fine. But man, are they a good football team all of a sudden. If he stays eligible, that is a hell of an offense.
I agree. He is a 3-down back who has shown an ability to run between the tackles, run outside, and catch the football, which is what you need in this NFL. So I think it is a relatively low risk from a football standpoint move from the Browns, because I'm sure they'll sign him on a zero tolerance policy. I'm sure the contract will have very few guarantees, and it'll be incentive laden. So if he stays on the straight and narrow and performs well, he'll get paid and he'll have a job. And if he slips up, they'll cut him and they won't lose anything. That's my guess. My guess is there's very low football risk for Kareem Hunt. And we've seen that any public relations hit that comes from these types of things usually has a minimal impact.
Mm-hmm. Texter says, Bell from Pittsburgh is still out there. He'd rather have him. That's from JB.
Well, he's going to cost a lot more.
He is going to be a lot more expensive, no doubt. And he's also one positive test away from being suspended for an entire season. That's because he's a 3-time loser with the substance abuse for street drugs.
This from Ian Rappaport at NFL Network. Since being released by the Chiefs, running back Kareem Hunt has done alcohol and anger management counseling, and he'll continue to do so. Hunt has had his meeting with the NFL investigators regarding 3 incidents, and a suspension is coming. At the end of all of that, he'll play for the Browns. So the Browns said, we'll sign you now and we'll take you after the suspension. Thank you very much. He'd be the Bears would be better,
yes,
if they had
would
him.
Be.
It's
and,
a fact.
You know, and I'd rather root for my guy. I'd rather like the guys I root for, but I'm also not delusional. I know when you have 50 guys together and football is the common thread, there are going to be some guys who have done some things that are outside the law. There are going to be guys. I'm not saying it's right, but it's a reality. And if you think there are guys who already wear your team's uniforms who haven't assaulted people, I'm talking about football players specifically, your head has been buried in the sand for some time because every team's got them.
I agree with that, and it's an unfortunate reality of the business that these guys have chosen. I'm not saying that it's right. But if you went about forming your NFL team saying we only can have choir boys and people who are perfect and team captains and all of that, it's going to be you're going to be at a competitive disadvantage to your marketplace. And Kareem Hunt committed a bad act. He was not charged with a crime, amazingly. Mm-hmm. He has not been charged with a crime in any of these three incidents. I don't believe that that should result in a lifetime ban from the NFL.
I don't. He's right. He's not been convicted of anything.
So he will. But now that doesn't mean just because you're not convicted of something that you are not subject to punishment from your workplace. And he suffered that punishment last year from the Chiefs when he was cut from a team that had a chance to win the AFC. He forfeited his wages from being released on that contract because they cut him with cause. He went on the commissioner's exempt list. And now he'll be suspended and lose more money from that. And this contract isn't guaranteed. So he will be punished way more severely by the NFL
right.
than the U.S. judicial system.
Some whistling effects there.
It's tough.
So who says there is no NFL on this first Monday post-Super Bowl season, right?
I guess. And you know, the thing is, too, though, the Bears and Ryan Pace can get Kareem Hunt's production in the third or the fourth or the fifth round where they have draft picks. You know how I know? Because they drafted Jordan Howard there, they drafted Tariq Cohen there, and the Chiefs drafted Kareem Hunt there.
Yeah, but you're, again, luck is not a plan. You're lucky, like you say, of the Bulls. It's the same in the NFL. You do seem to find guys in the third and fourth rounds, but you have to be lucky to get them. You're not going to find Saquon Barkley there.
Absolutely not going to find Saquon Barkley there, but that is a range of the draft where starters more and more have come into the league from running
back. That's fact. I cannot dispute the facts, but if you're super special, you're not going to be taken there. At least at the college level.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you are, I mean, we've seen that, right? Ezekiel Elliott and Todd Gurley and Saquon Barkley, those guys get taken at the top of the draft. Absolutely. It is an outlier for the true superstar guys to last later and later. But I have no problem with not spending big on the running back position. I know you don't like it as a fan of running backs.
I've had to accept it. Right.
But if you're being smart with building a team,
I know.
You don't want to spend big at running back.
I know. You have to look at them as expendable because the life expectancy is much lesser at that position than it is other ones, and we're seeing guys who fall off the map very, very quickly in the NFL at that position too. Guys who can lead the league in rushing 1 year, and 2 years later they're drifting off as a situational guy, you know, somewhere else, like in Arizona. That's a common place for people. Let's go to Arizona. Send him to Arizona. We'll let him be their third back.
This hour on The Score brought to you by the Progressive International Motorcycle Show, February 15th to the 17th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. So we're following the Kareem Hunt news. We also need to make a bet for us on the Hawks to win the West. And the text line is alerting me to big developments for the White Sox and Manny Machado by way of his Instagram page. I'm sure Chris Tannehill is all over it. So we'll have exclusive reporting from social media coming up on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And I have some breaking news for you.
In 2019, this classifies as news, I would say. Manny Machado, Mac, has posted an Instagram story of sparkling baby shoes with the White Sox logo all over them. And the number 1 on the sole of one shoe and the number 7 on the sole of the other shoe. Presumably a present that he's giving to his cousin, right? Yonder Alonso. We don't know what number Yonder Alonso is going to be wearing. It doesn't say on the website.
This is huge news. It looks like Yonder's going to be wearing number 17.
That is the news of the day.
I mean, he's going to join White Sox greats Ken Griffey Jr., Chris Sabo.
Chris Getz.
Yeah.
Leo Getz.
This is huge. Everyone was buzzing at Sox Fest about what number he'd be wearing. It looks like it's going to be 17.
Okay. Breaking news on the
312-644.
Yeah, do we have big voice guy ready? Yonder Alonso, number 17. On the White Sox website, it doesn't have a number next to his name.
That's what I mean. So there is some breaking news
here.
It's
a scoop.
So Alonso's going to wear 17. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Danny with the quick recall on license plates of Soxers gone by who wore 17.
You don't forget White Sox great Ken Griffey Jr. ever.
It's impossible.
Yeah. It's Carlos May was a 17, I believe, in Sox history. Yeah, they throw the 17s at you. And now Yonder Alonso.
BetOnline.ag has the Sox as the fourth favorite to sign Manny Machado at 5-1 odds. They're still in the game.
Yeah.
Still in the game.
Right, someone's going to sign him.
I would assume that's true. Manny Machado will find employment somewhere.
It'll all play out.
Yeah, exactly. We'll let this one play out. At some point this year, Manny Machado will sign, but do you think he's doing the Bryce Harper trolling thing? Does he?
Sure.
He knows
sure
how
he
that's,
is.
Right?
Yeah, okay. What else could it be? Of course he is.
Okay, so he knows what he's... Well, I mean, he could just be a guy. He showed up on Albert Almora's Instagram over the weekend attending his son's baptism. It was him, Kyle Schwarber, and Albert Almora at Albert's second kid's baptism. So big news.
We did not get an invitation to that.
It's unfortunate. Would you have made the trip to Miami?
Of course.
Of course.
Even though it's not the best time of the year to go bill fishing off the coast of southern coast of Florida, I'd still give it a try after the baptism, of course.
Of course.
You don't want to miss the baptism. It's the kid will hate you forever if you miss his baptism.
You got to see the baby.
Same thing as the bris. I mean, if you're not there for the bris, right?
I wasn't able to make the bris for my sister, for my nephew. And
that was a good call.
I had to. I chose to fly out 2 weeks later to be sure you got to see the baby. You got to see the baby. So I went and saw the baby all the way out in California.
That's an interesting tradition in Judaism. I always felt the bris. Bring people over to see the blood.
To see the circle. Well, I don't think you don't really see the blood. It's unless you're up on the stage with the moil, and that's more of like a parents, grandparents sort of thing. They keep you out of the splatter zone. It's not like those old.
Oh, I'm hurting. Thinking about it.
Yeah, it's not like those Nickelodeon shows where the guts and the ooze gets on the audience. You don't have to wear protective goggles for the moil. He's got very precise cut.
Ow!
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
Texters are saying that Yonder Alonso was wearing 17 at Sox Fest. So
yeah.
It's not even breaking news.
Fake news.
According to WhiteSox.com, it's breaking news. So there it is. That's what Manny Machado is doing.
Guys,
lovely gift.
Yes, it is. For anybody, Sox fan or Sox player, it doesn't matter. Who wouldn't want those?
I'm looking for some in my size.
They're adorable. Tanny, your birthday's around opening day. We got you. Size 13?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get right on that.
Regarding Kareem Hunt, texter saying, why are you guys acting like the Bears are a bad team? They went 12-4 last year without Hunt, and the arrow is still pointing up. They don't need him. They have a thunder and lightning duo. Well, the thunder is less than it's not great thunder. I like the lightning part of the Bears' backfield. I'm not overwhelmed by the thunder portion
of
it.
It's more of a whimper or a rumble
at
best.
It's a rolling thunder. It's mob. Rolling thunder mob. That's who Jordan Howard is. He's not the, boom, he's not that big thunder.
No, it's not Ron Dane.
It's not AC/DC thunder. It's rolling thunder.
Thunderish, dare I say?
Yes.
Thunder, yeah.
Thunderian.
And also, that's one of the few places where I could see the Bears being able to afford an upgrade. They don't have a ton of cap space. They've got to upgrade at kicker. They've chosen not to upgrade at right tackle. They signed Bobby Massey.
Yep.
They're going to bring Kyle Long back. We know they've got Whitehaired Daniels and Leno locked up for their center left side of the offensive line.
They could be looking for some additional secondary help based on what they decide to do with Bryce Callahan if he finds a more attractive situation.
And Adrian Amos
And
as
Amos
well.
As well, yeah.
Yeah, but so it's they don't have a ton of cap space, and so of the starting, obviously you can always upgrade depth, but outside of kicker, what would you say is the biggest area?
Running back.
Right.
Running back. That's why I wanted the Bears involved in the Kareem Hunt Derby. They're out. Cleveland signed him if you just jumped in your car.
And I also thought because of Matt Nagy offering it up and just to continue to follow what the Rams did last year, like the Rams are 1 year ahead of the Bears in this whole plan, right? Jared Goff drafted a year before him. Sean McVay signed to be the head coach a year before Matt Nagy. Playoff season, then NFC championship game. What did the Rams do this offseason? They brought in controversial guys on short-term deals, prove-it contracts.
Yeah, Sue, Peters.
Tlaib. Like that
kid from Jacksonville, Fowler, they traded for him.
Yeah, so the Bears are now in the position where hopefully they've got the coach, GM, quarterback infrastructure in place where they can take short-term one-year flyers in an effort to go win a Super Bowl. So it's the type of signing that good teams make, and that's why also because it's his hometown and the distractions that come with that, and that's where the incident happened in a hotel in Cleveland, I am surprised that Cleveland's like, yeah, okay. He'll be suspended. It'll be some bad PR. We're bringing him home around a bad surrounding, and it's going to be fine.
Yeah, we talked for a minute or so during the break, and I suspected that we had talked thinking aloud that maybe they feel there are some people around him he can rely on, get some of his better support systems, and we're reminded that maybe he doesn't have a lot of those.
Yeah, I mean, you read about his background and his upbringing. It was tough. That's another reason why I'm just a little surprised. Like, I would have had Cleveland on the list just knowing that John Dorsey shares that Andy Reid philosophy of redemption, and he was the one who drafted him and scouted him. So that part made them a contender for him. But bringing a guy home with that kind of baggage where the incident took place and the lack of support system in his background is surprising. That is a risk for the Cleveland Browns. How big of a risk? That's to be determined based on how well he does going forward and, frankly, what the suspension is. Thanks for hanging out. It's McNeil and Parkins on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.